journalism.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It's good to have everyone here, of course. Moving ahead with another hour of Money Power. We're going to continue once again to do what we do better than anyone else, I would say, and that is give you the best in money information. Now, we're going to start with the advice. We're going to start with the phone calls and the advice. Professor Plum, back with me. I'm Johnny Dean. Another hour of answering your emails and, of course, your phone calls. Strategy first on this show, along with your questions. That's what we do, taking your phone calls as we do every day. 877-PLANNER. You want to get on board right now. 877-752-6637 spells out PLANNER. That's what we do on this program. As for your emails, send them here to us at our website, wealthed.com. Your source for the best in money information is right here on this program and, of course, at wealthed.com. Standing by with me, getting the advice motor cranking, is Professor Rick Plum. If you want a personalized buckets plan, you can call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. They'll set you up with your own bucket strategy. You really do need to find out if you're on track to retire when you want to, with enough to potentially last you the rest of your life. Don't want to run out of money before you run out of time. How can you be sure that your financial plan is going to get you from here to there? They ask that question. We ask that question. Well, just give us a call right here. We'll tell you what you need to know. 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. On the air, here in studio, our number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We got some folks on hold. We do have some questions on REITs. We were talking about those last hour, so we will talk more about them this hour. We're going to start with Lee in Las Vegas. Hello, Lee.
Hi, John. Hi, Professor. I just had a question in regard to a REIT I own now. It was a private REIT. It went public back in May at a price of about $19 a share. And my question, it's yielding about 6.5% right now. However, my question is, with interest rates supposedly going to go up, will it have an inversely negative effect on the price of the REIT?
Well, REITs do have a fairly stable cash flow, and as such, they do get priced on their income. So if long-term rates go up, in the short run, you'll probably see a discount to the share price of a traded REIT because of the inverse relationship between an income stream and an interest rate. Now, real estate tends over time to have higher rents in the future, especially if we have inflation, rents should go up, but they don't adjust immediately. You know, the rents, especially on the bigger buildings, you know, they're 10-year leases, 7-year leases. They're not day-to-day leases. And so it takes a little time for the income on the real estate to adjust. And then when it adjusts, you should see a little pick back up. But just because the Fed may raise rates here in the next couple of weeks doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to change the long-term rate. We saw this happen back in December when the Fed raised rates, and long-term rates actually went down. But if we do have an increase in longer-term rates, because this is a longer-term type of an issue, I do believe that you're going to see a little inverse relationship in the early portion of it until the rents can catch back up, until they can readjust the lease payments. And that's why most of these REITs that have large buildings, and they have a lot of them, they don't have all their leases coming due in any one given year. They're not all coming due in 2018. For one thing, that would be a lot of headache for the managers to go through and renegotiate leases on all 100 buildings, however many buildings they have in lease. So they try to stretch them out so they have, if 10% of them coming due every year for 10 years, and then they renew, or however often they do it, so that they have an ongoing renegotiation of that lease, at least on some portion of the portfolio, which should, if interest rates go up, if we get inflation, give you a little bit of an increase in income, which will help offset that negative correlation.
Rick, this particular REIT is in the hospitality field.
Right. Okay. So it has new REIT or new tenants every day.
Yeah.
So if rents go up, if prices go up, I mean, if it costs more to travel, if it costs more to stay at a hotel, then the income should go up. If the income goes up, then we don't have it's like a floating rate bond doesn't have the same inverse correlation as a fixed bond.
I see. So a hospitality REIT is a little different than a real estate REIT.
Right. So we have to see what is going to push the price up on rental rates for hotels.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's dependent pretty much on the economy itself, then, really.
Economy,
local taxes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are just awesome, and I think I'm going to hold on to it at a 6.5% yield. It's not too bad, really.
Yeah, but it will have volatility, so you've got to make up your mind, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing what you bought it for, I guess.
It is. I actually inherited it, so. Rather than sell it and stick it in, getting a 0.10%, it's better to hold on to it, I would think, really.
Yeah, I mean, those are two completely different games. If you have a long-term time horizon and you like the income, you can stay in the real estate area. So a lot of people that have real estate will look at it and say, this has the positive that I could sell it on any given day, but it has the negative that it's got some volatility to it. Is that okay with me? Then that's okay. Otherwise, they could sell it and move to something else. It doesn't have to go to cash. You could buy something else with it that has a return and similar but doesn't have the volatility, but you lose the liquidity.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to get involved with REITs, you're better in a long-term scenario rather than a short-term.
Oh, you have to have a long-term scenario.
Yeah, in fact, we'll probably go through that a little bit more. Lee, talk about the difference of long-term, why it needs to be long-term. Does that help you out?
It does tremendously. You guys are just awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you, Lee. Call anytime. We appreciate the call. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's move along. Before we get to the break, let's go next to Vinny in Sugarland, Texas. Hello, Vinny.
Hi, is this John?
Yes, it is. And Professor Plum.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Professor Plum, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's getting moist and humid in Houston, Sugarland area, but hey, we'll take it.
Boy, what a surprise. Like it's getting warm and humid in Sugarland. Who would have thought that, Vinny? So how can we help you today?
So, I'm actually new with REITs as far as investing. I mean, I'm a 55-year-old guy looking at probably 15, 20 years retirement, and probably 15. But, I haven't bought any REITs yet, and I'm thinking of buying one. It's a COR, it's the stock symbol. And what it's done, it doesn't have any volatility, and it keeps on going up, and it trades in a very narrow, up and down range every day. It's just ridiculous, and it's got to an all-time high. My question is, going forward with the interest rate climate and the stock market being maybe towards the top of it, if the market goes down, generally everything goes down 10% from this point. Is this something that affects the REITs in a negative way with the stock market the same way, or is it pretty much?
Well, it's a traded REIT.
With the REITs and investing in REITs and the stock market, and then also the same thing about interest rates. What's the relationship between REITs and interest rates?
Now, Vinny, I'm going to talk about the REITs in general, not about a specific REIT, because I don't know anything about that specific REIT. But this is a traded REIT, and it will react to the movement of the market. We saw this happen in 2008. Real estate didn't actually start going down in value in 2008. It happened in 2009, 10, 11. But traded REITs, because the appetite for investors basically left the market for real estate. Anything that was a traded REIT got hammered in 2008. I mean, it went down quickly. And the underlying real estate hadn't actually started to take the fall yet, but that was just, we could sell it, and we did. That's what people did. That's what the average investor did. They sold off a lot of the real estate. Is now a good time to buy a traded REIT? I don't know that for a fact. We are near all-time highs. why do you want to buy a piece of real estate? Why do you want to buy a REIT? What is the purpose that you think that this REIT is going to serve for you?
Well, you know, so again, this is a NASDAQ traded REIT, and it pretty much serves all the top, you know, all the top NASDAQ companies, you know, things.
Right,
like
but are you buying it for income?
For the top 10. Yeah, for income and growth. I'm looking at both. I'm trying to be greedy, I guess.
Well, at least you admit it.
Sure.
We're all greedy.
That.
I mean,
sure.
It's just a part of human nature. It's a tough time to say. I mean, I wish I knew for a fact whether we are at all-time high. It is traded, so while it has, you've mentioned that it's been fairly stable up to this point, doesn't mean that it'll continue to be. So, I mean, if you're buying it for both, I mean, how much money are you looking to put into it, and how, you know, as a percentage of your overall portfolio?
Probably 5%.
I'm not sure I'd want to do 5 all at once, but it is part of your stock portfolio. So it is more of a stock than real estate. So you're looking at it like
yeah.
a stock. If it fits everything
yeah.
that you want as a stock, then have fun with it. I don't know that I would do 5%, but yeah, that's up to you.
Right. So the only other thing is that so does the REITs go down before the stock market goes down, or does the REITs go down after the stock market has stopped? What's been your thing? I mean, is it something which, is there a correlation
yeah.
there? I mean,
the
from your
traded report? REITs move very much with the stock market.
Yeah, hold on a second, Vinny. We got to take a break, so we can answer more of this question on the other side of the break. If you can hold a few minutes, it won't be too long, and we'll answer any other questions you have on these things. It's important to understand how they work. Taxation, we hadn't even really talked about them yet either, so we're going to get into that. 877-PLANNER. We'll come back to Vinny if he has some more questions. We'll answer that question and others as well. Get on board. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, You can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
H77 Planner. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, some emails to get to. We'll get to those in a little bit. If you have any questions that you want to send us via email, our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. But again, phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER. We take calls first. Now, before the break, we were talking with Vinny in Sugarland, Texas. Vinny, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. Professor Plum, he had asked a question. Let's talk about that for a second.
When you're looking at a traded REIT, evaluate it like you would evaluate a stock. What does it look like? You know, how is the dividend? Is it, what is the earnings per share? What everything about a stock, because that's what it's going to act like more than anything else. It will move in very close proximity to what the market does. Specifically, they tend to move like a small value stock. So it's going to move. You ask, does it move before or after the stock market? It moves with the stock market because it's being traded like a stock. And when you start trading it like a stock, the underlying, you know, component almost doesn't matter anymore. People don't even know what's under many mutual funds. They don't even know what companies are there. They buy and sell based on perception of the stock market. So look at it and evaluate it like a stock.
Okay, so you guys have talked about typical REITs giving 6% dividend yield. This one only does 3.
So yeah, it does a little under 3. And part of that's because it has gone up quite a bit in price. And so if I have an investment that I paid $10 a share for and it pays me 50 cents in yield for the year, that's a, you know, 5% cash flow. If the price doubles to 20, but it still is, you know, the underlying rents are still the same number, then my dividend yield got cut in half. It's only, so that movement of price usually shows that there's been a very high movement in the price if the dividend is very low. When we're talking about the 6s and 7s and things of that nature, typically that's more in the non-traded area. Why? Because people price them like real estate, not like stocks. They expect stocks to have a 2-3% dividend, and they bid them up to be able to, you know, basically have that type of a dividend. They don't expect that with real estate. They want a better cash flow, so they don't push the price of real estate quite as much. It gets out of control that way. Mm-hmm. So there's a different pricing model involved between looking at real estate and looking at stocks. This particular traded stock, or any traded stock, they're going to look at it like a stock.
Okay, I think you've answered all my questions. As far as the taxation thing, it's just like a stock, isn't it? The capital gains and all that, it's just usual. There's nothing different between a REIT and a stock, right?
The REIT may not have a qualified dividend. So it may be an ordinary dividend, which is taxed at a different level. If the REIT is actually living up to the REIT status is a tax issue where as long as they're paying out a specific amount. Now, once they go public, they may still call themselves a REIT, but not have the REIT taxation. So you'd have to look into that, see whether or not it's maintaining its REIT taxation status or whether it's gone to a more, almost a mutual fund status. But if it is maintaining its REIT status, the REIT does not, the company itself that owns all the real estate of which you are a shareholder in, if, as long as it pays out enough of its profits, 90% or better, then it doesn't have to pay taxes at the corporate level. It is a C corporation, same structure as IBM, ExxonMobil, and all these other large corporations. It's just that the tax structure of a real estate investment trust if they meet certain parameters is different. And so it, and that changes the tax structure that we receive on the dividend. If the corporation is a common stock corporation, a common stock, and it pays tax at the corporate level, the dividend that we actually receive is a qualified dividend. Tax at the corporate level, we get a break at our level. If there's no tax because it's a pass-through entity like a partnership, or that's the, one of the main issues of being a REIT is to get that pass-through idea. No tax at the corporate level, no preferential treatment for us. So we get a bigger bigger dividend, but it's going to have a higher tax. So instead of a qualified dividend, we have an ordinary dividend. And so you have to find out whether they are maintaining their REIT tax status to determine what kind of dividend that you're going to be receiving from it. But as far as the share price goes, yes, that's capital gain.
So what do I look up? What is this COR, you know, stock? Is that what do I look it up in the, just kind of query it as the COR? Is it a...
Does it maintain REIT tax status? Ask, is the dividend... You could, you know, contact their customer service if you want that specific stock and say, is the dividend being paid an ordinary dividend or a qualified dividend? Qualified being the cheaper one to you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Vinny.
I don't know that company. I don't know anything about it.
We won't comment on it anyway. But is it most tax, I mean, on REITs, it's been my understanding that most of the time it's taxed at ordinary income rates.
When you're dealing with, especially non-traded REITs,
yes,
they are almost always there. Once they have gotten to a point, they have to qualify for REIT tax status. They have to pay out almost all of their
90%, I think.
Yeah, they got to pay out. So that's why the real estate dividend is a little bit higher. But because it's a pass-through entity at that point, even though it's a C corporation, because it's passing through and there's no tax at the corporate level on the income that they're paying out to you, on the dividend that they're paying out to you, no tax at the corporate level means it's an ordinary dividend to us. Ordinary dividend to us means ordinary income. If the corporation like IBM...
Dividends.
IBM makes $1 billion in profit. They pay tax at the corporate level on that $1 billion of profit. Whether they pay it out to you or don't pay it out to you as a dividend, they still pay taxes. The dividend they pay out to you is not a deductible expense to the corporation. And so there's a tax at the corporate level. And so we get to use what's known as a qualified dividend on our side, and we get to pay less tax, sometimes no tax, because it's taxed in the same bracket category as a long-term capital gain. Zero if it's in the 15% bracket, 15% if it's in the higher than 15 but lower than 39.6, 20% if it's in the 39.6 bracket.
If you're getting all these numbers, that's fine. But the main point of it is you have
it's
two
a
different
preferential
types.
Treatment.
That's right.
Regular common stock.
Right, exactly. Now, you are actually on a C corporation. When you have corporate dividends, there's a double taxation.
On most corporate dividends, yes.
Yeah.
C-corps.
C-corporations.
Common stock. Preferred stock, different animal. Common stock.
We're not going to get into that. But yes, it is taxed at the corporate level. I don't know how they get away with that. I mean, it is a double. The same dollars are being taxed twice.
Yeah, but only the rich people have to worry about it.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's why it was so hard to get it through.
Right.
Because who owns stocks that pay dividends? Do poor people?
Oh, of course not. Do ordinary, you know, middle class folks. Do they own things like IBM or
the majority of the stocks that I own like that are in my 401k and IRA, so I don't pay tax on them anyway.
You don't have.
So it's not an effect. It affects, you know, it affects everybody. But the way the politicians look at it is, it affects the rich.
So now, would you say REITs? Just before
they were saying this was a giveaway to the rich.
What's that?
The qualified dividend.
On the REITs you're talking about?
No, it's just in general. The whole idea of a qualified dividend.
Oh, of course. Well, I mean, you're being sarcastic.
No, that's true.
Yes, but we know that that's really not the case.
Well, most people that have stocks have more money than being poor.
Does the fact that this is only really taxed once on a REIT, does that give it a little bit more of a tax-favored status? Is it a little bit better?
In many cases, it is, because if they had to pay tax at the corporate level, they pay like 35% on the majority of the income that's on the majority of the profit from the activities of the company. So you're paying 35% there. and then 15% personally. So that's between the two of it, it's 50%.
That's right.
Whereas it's probably going to be at 25-28% for most people that are receiving it.
Okay. Jake, hang on. I want to make sure you get plenty of time to ask your questions. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, get to you. Others on hold. We got just a couple of lines open. That's it. We're going to take everybody's call. 877-PLANNER. That's what I said. If you're on hold, do not go away. We'll get to Jake and others talking about anything that's on your mind. We will take care of you right here on Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group are coming right back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security Hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
No, it's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471. 5471.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Call us, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We got just one line open, so we got a lot of folks on hold. We're going to get to everybody. 877-PLANNER. As promised, let's move next to Jake in Las Vegas. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Doing great. Hey, so I am currently 26. I've been putting money into my 401k for some years now. I'm 100% vested in my 401k. About two-thirds of it were Roth contributions. The other third were tax-deferred. And coming within this next year, my company is going to be taken over by a different company, so I'm essentially changing employers. They said when they do that, that they'll still have a 401k, but they're going to be switching to a different investment company. And they said we can either leave our money where it is or we can roll it over. You know, we'll have some options there. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, would I be allowed to make a withdrawal, like a distribution from the 401k, and without taking like the 10% penalty for withdrawing early?
Well, you have two accounts. You have two sides, the Roth side.
Right.
And you have the non-Roth side, the traditional side.
Right.
Depending on where you take the money from, it'll be penalized. I mean, from the traditional side, yeah, it's going to be penalized because you're taking it before you're 59 and a half. And there are very few exemptions for the 10% penalty from a 401k. Now, one of the things you could potentially do is look at moving it to an IRA. Move all the pre-tax side of it to an IRA and move the Roth money to a Roth IRA. And then now in the Roth IRA, you have different types of money. You have contributions and you have earnings. Contributions you can take out without penalty, without tax. When you take money from a Roth 401k, every dollar that you take out is going to be part earnings, which you're too young to take out, and part contribution. It's a pro rata distribution. Now, the majority of it's probably still going to be contributions, so there won't be much in the way of penalty, but what do you need the money for?
Just to pay off some debt.
Okay.
Potentially.
I was going to say, if you move the Roth money to a Roth IRA and then want to use it as a first-time home purchase down payment, you can use that money for a first-time home purchase down payment. All the distribution from contributions can come out, and up to $10,000 can come out of the earnings for a first-time home purchase, but that's only available from the IRA. That's not available from the 401k. So okay. I would probably roll it to IRAs just to give myself a little more choice. The traditional side of it, since that one is going to be penalized and taxes no matter what, you may want to roll that to the new plan, depending on how much it is, or you may want to roll it to an IRA to get more control over it. That's up to you.
Right.
The Roth, I would probably roll to a Roth IRA.
And then you said once I do that, then my contributions, I can take that out penalty-free?
Mm-hmm. Contributions come out of a Roth IRA penalty-free.
Right. And is there, like, fees associated with rolling it over to, like, a Roth IRA?
It depends on where you roll it over to. There may be a $10, $25 annual fee for the IRA, depending on what you invest in. If you, they may charge you to invest in it. I don't know what you're going to invest it in. But if you're just going to take the money out, you're just going to put it in cash anyway. But you're going to leave some of it in the Roth because the earnings still have to stay in.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does that help you out, Jake?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks.
Okay, great. If you have any other questions, please hold on. We will have Ara and somebody, Professor Plum, maybe talk with you a little bit more important stuff. Glad to see somebody age 26 talking about this stuff.
Well, he's been doing it for a while now.
Uh-huh. And believe me, in about 20 years, if he keeps it up, he is really going to be happy. All right, 877-PLANNER. Before we get to Ross, let's go next to Chris with a question on an IRA. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? Great show.
Thank you.
My question is
me and the wife are mid-40s. We both contribute. We max out our 401k, but our income threshold is higher than the we can contribute to a Roth, and I think it's also higher to get the tax deduction on an IRA. So is it still okay to open up an IRA, or should we just open up a personal account, or is there any benefit to it if we're not going to get a tax deduction?
You're not going to. If you're too high for a Roth IRA, you're too high for a deductible contribution. If both of you have 401ks, you said you were both maxing out your 401ks. Now, do you have any other IRAs?
No.
Okay, so here's what you want to do. Open a traditional IRA. Put your $5,500 in for you. Open one for your wife. Put your $5,500 in for her. There is no tax deduction for doing it, because you're over the limits.
Right.
But once you've got it open, flip it over to a Roth IRA.
Yep.
Now you've got a Roth IRA that you didn't have to pay any taxes on the $5,500 from the traditional to the Roth, because it's all after-tax money, and you don't have any other IRAs. This is what we talked about earlier in the week called the Roth two-step. You are not eligible because of adjusted gross income limits to contribute, but you can convert. So you create a traditional IRA, and it's not your fault that you can't deduct it. You would like to deduct it, but they're not letting you. And it's not your fault that there's no limit on conversions, so you just convert it over to a Roth.
So, but you can't continue to contribute to that Roth. I mean, do you just keep opening up IRAs every year?
Yeah. You find a place that'll let you either, you know, leave a couple bucks in it, leave it open. Hopefully, they don't charge you anything for it, or very, you know, they charge you very little. And you just go there and then transfer it. Go there and transfer it. So there won't be much.
Our thought process behind this is we wanted to put some money, opposed to double paying or paying more on the mortgage, to put money into some kind of an account that we can 15 years down the road, 20 years, pay off the mortgage.
If you're going to just leave it in the traditional IRA, I would not do that. But if you're going to convert it and do the Roth two-step every year, I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great strategy. That's another strategy we've talked about doing.
Earlier this week.
You have a couple of them, Chris. I mean, you have the two-step, and we also talk about putting money in the Roth instead of putting it toward the home.
He can't just go straight. Yeah, so he's basically covering two different strategies at once.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you've done both. Chris, you're doing a great job, man.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Wonderful. I love that. All right, 877-PLANNER. That's another strategy we're going to have to talk about. All right, let's get to Ross up next, who's been hanging on. Ross, thank you for hanging on. How can we help you today?
Yeah, guys, thank you very much for taking the call today. I've been listening to your program, and you guys do a really fine job out there.
Well, thank you.
So I wanted to get your input to see if I had accumulated enough assets to perhaps retire early.
Okay.
So I'm going to be 54 in December. I have about $1.3 million in retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks, and about $2.2 million in taxable accounts. And my house is paid off, so there's no mortgage or anything like that.
Okay. Are you wondering if it's time to hang it up or what?
I'm just thinking about maybe moving on to another life chapter, that's all.
Okay, so let's say you leave this last chapter. Let's close the chapter on that life chapter. And how much do you need per month to live, per year to live?
Yeah, I think to build a little bit of wiggle room, I guess I'm estimating about $100,000 a year. And that would be, though, before taxes, not after. After taxes, I'm probably around 65, and I realize $100,000 is probably a bit more before taxes to get to that 65.
But you won't owe that much in taxes.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd like to have a little wiggle room.
No, I understand.
Return may not be what's projected. And
well, this seems.
Well, Ross, you are what is known as financially independent. You can do what you want to do if those numbers are realistic. I'm not even looking at what potentially Social Security will provide somewhere down the line. Let's ignore that. You have a $3.5 million portfolio. Even at a 3% distribution rate, that's $100,000 a year right there. So you can do what you want to do. Now, what you want to do is set yourself up to be able to do it. Now, most likely, now you're not a law enforcement, firefighter, safety member, or anything like that, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so we can't really touch the IRA money very easily without structuring some type of 72T payout for the next 6 years, over the next 6 years. So one of the things you might want to consider is, first off, let's put the strategy in place to be able to get the right assets in the right area. And we'll, instead of living off of IRA money, we can live off personal money, which will basically not cost you much at all in taxes, but it leaves a lot of room to convert, using up the 15% bracket to convert assets until we at least get to age 60 where we can access IRAs for living. So there's a couple things we can do. First thing you want to do is get the strategy correct. Put your bucket strategy together. Where is the money going to come from? What kind of investments? What kind of assumptions and all that kind of thing? Put that in place. The next thing you want to do is then look at, okay, what tax strategy do I want to employ? Do I want to set up a structured payment from my IRA based on 72T and use up part of my tax bracket today, start using my IRA today rather than later? And then, or do I want to do conversions? That's up to you. We can talk about that at a later date. But no, you're what we call financially independent. If you want to start another chapter of your life, go for it and have fun. You're doing it, and if you get a job, you're doing it because you really enjoy doing what you're doing. It's not because you need the money.
Yeah. Hey, Ross, there are things that you need to be aware of, though, when you're doing this stuff to make sure it's structured properly. I got to take a break. If you have some more questions, hold on a second, and Professor Plum can talk to you more along with Ara, and we can answer those questions for you. I mean, it's nice to be in that position right there. He's living well below.
He's doing well, yeah, and he doesn't need $35,000 out of $100,000 to pay taxes.
No, certainly not. So, Ross, hold on a second. Don't go away. Greg in Phoenix, we're going to get to your question next. Wonderful questions. Keep it up. We got one more segment coming up next. 877 Planner. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com, that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Market Strategy Investing is the program. Johnny Dean, right. Professor Rick Blum, hosts, answers, question answers, the Brain Trust. That's what we're known as here on the program. Taking your phone calls, 877-752-6637. Had a lot of stuff to talk about today. We covered a big portion of our REIT topic, Real Estate Investment Trust topic. We didn't really get to necessarily all the issues on taxation, although we did cover that somewhat. And this Rule 1502, which 1502. Yeah, okay. I don't know, for some reason it sounded wrong. Rule 1502. Maybe we can cover some of that in a future program. But anyway, I want to get back to the phone calls. Tomorrow, by the way, coming up on this program, we're going to be discussing required minimum distributions. We try to talk about those every, you know, 5-6 weeks, keep people informed as to what they need to know about required minimum distributions. And if you're over 70 and a half and you have tax-deferred accounts, guess what? You're going to have a required minimum distribution. All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to Greg up next in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Greg.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm contemplating getting an indexed annuity to fill an income gap that I'm going to have in retirement, me and my wife. And it's going to be about $1,000 a month. The payout in this annuity would be close to that, but not quite. So anyway, it's an indexed. It's going to roll up to 10% non-compounded for 5 years and then pay out at 4.3%. So I was thinking about putting about $150K in there, and then it'll roll up to, I think, $225,000. Does that sound like a sound decision? I don't know. Our total right now of holdings is about $650,000, and by the time we retire, we'll probably be about $725,000, not minusing out this $150,000.
Do you care what kind of rate of return you earn on the money?
Well, 4.3 isn't...
Now, that's not a rate of return.
That's not a rate of return?
Oh, no, that's not a rate of return. That's a payout. So you put in $150,000. They're going to add $15,000 to it. each year to the income base alone. It's a 10% non-compounded roll-up. So your 150 goes to 165, goes to 180. So it goes up each year that you wait. And then when you turn on the income, so you're expecting it to be about 225 when you turn it on, they'll give you 4.3% of 225. Yeah. That's just a calculation that says we're going to take and we're going to be able to give you an income of $10,000, or whatever the number is, for the rest of your life. The cash value, on the other hand, is invested in the index component of, not the index, but the cash value is invested in the general account of the insurance company, and it pays an interest rate every year. The interest rate is determined by the movement of an index, and it will not be 10%. It will be 3%, maybe.
Right.
So your cash value...
Right now they're saying it's 80% of the index right now, according to them, but that can change at any time.
So. And, okay, so it's 80% of the index, but is there a... What index is it? Is it a globally diversified balanced portfolio? Is it a multi-asset index?
Yeah, it's a balanced portfolio.
And so that balanced portfolio is going to consist of a very high percentage of short duration bonds, cash, and other things that don't earn anything. And so maybe a third of it will be in the stock market. So your expected rate of return on that balanced portfolio is like 5 or 6%, and you're only going to get 80% on that in the years where it does well. It's so by the time you turn your income on, you know, the cash value has gone from 150 to maybe 180. And so you're turning an income on, and now you're drawing that income from the cash value, and the cash value will slowly deplete. Oh, by the way, they're all, this one probably, when it has the multi-assets, they generally don't show you an overt fee for the actual rider. So, but it's baked into what you're going to earn. But at some point, so all you're doing is using, you're letting your cash grow at a 3% rate of return or so, and then drawing it down at some arbitrary number based on an income base. And if the cash value ever goes to zero, the insurance company will continue to pay out that $8,000, $10,000, whatever it was, for the rest of your life. The rate of return on the capital is, you know, 2 or 3% over time. Now, if you live to be 115, it's a really good rate of return. I would prefer to look at two things. I would look to see if I could find a different contract. I mean, I like the idea of having guaranteed income. You like the idea of having guaranteed income. So I would look for a contract that has the same baseline underlying guarantee of income, but one that allows me to invest it more, that maybe I can have a chance of having my cash value actually grow more than the index, more than what they're going to credit me, and give me a better cash value. Now, to have that kind of growth potential, I also have to have the ability to let the cash value drop too. Because anytime where I have better growth, I have more volatility, and volatility means that I'm not going to have that guarantee of principal. But what's that guarantee of principal mean to you? You're buying it for the income. I'm just trying to hopefully get a better rate of return on some cash, understanding that under the worst case scenario, I get the income either way.
Right. Are you referring to a variable annuity at this point?
I am.
Okay.
The fees are higher.
All right.
Definitely the fees are higher, but at least I have a chance. Now, that's just me. If the only thing that mattered to me was the income and the cash value be darned. Okay, the index annuity works fine. And in many cases, especially if we defer it for 5, 6, 7 years, they have a very good guaranteed income compared to other contracts. Mm-hmm. But I may want to look for something that may give me a little bit of both. Maybe that same income.
I can't remember on a variable if it keeps... Does it keep rolling up when you start taking the income, or does it stop?
Well, all of them stop when you start taking income.
Okay.
Yours will stop. The one you're looking at is going to stop when you start taking income, too. It doesn't roll up at 10% a year.
That'd be nice.
I'm just saying that but the index still grows, right? It's still...
Well, the cash value is still...
The cash value grows at whatever they can get for it.
If there's an interest payment, they're going to pay it to the cash value. Just like with a variable annuity, it stays invested. And if it goes up, it goes up. If it goes down, it goes down. The difference is one of them has a chance to do better than, you know, what you're paying out. The other one doesn't. And so, of course, to take that chance, you got to be willing to give up some downside. But that's why we have that income guarantee that even if the cash goes to zero, hey, we still get our income either way, right? And if we live long enough, the cash value is going to go to zero in that index.
Right. I was kind of looking at it as an insurance policy, too, for my wife. So, I don't know. It's kind of hard sometimes to figure out what to do.
If you're looking for a cash value or insurance policy for your wife, make sure you get a joint life rider on it, because you're not expecting to give a lot of cash value left over. Now, there are some products out there, again, you got to play with it, but that provide a death benefit of the original purchase price back to your wife. There's different things you can do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Greg, I'm out of time for the hour. If you want to hang on, we can get you some more information on this stuff. Be happy to talk to you about it and answer any more questions you have. So don't go away, Greg. Thanks for the great questions. We are out of time. If you need the brain trust, you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air at 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.